Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at a movie on Netflix called Triple Frontier. It's written by J.C. Chander. The writers are Mark Boll and J.C. Chander, and it stars Ben Affleck, Charlie Hunnam, Oscar Isaac, Garrett Hedlund, and Pedro Pascal. And the synopsis is five former special forces operatives reunite to plan a heist in a sparsely populated multi-border zone of South America. Oscar Isaac's character, he's working as a liaison with the local police to stop drug cartels, and he attempts to flip a suspect, but that doesn't go off well. But he has a girlfriend that is in one of the locations where they're selling drugs, and he's trying to figure out why she's there, and she's trying to help her brother get out of jail. What happens is that she has information about where the drug kingpin in the area has their drugs. So Oscar Isaac's character comes up with the bright idea to, instead of telling the local police force, Oscar Isaac just decides to rob the drug dealer instead of doing it the legal way because he's just tired of the drug dealer. He figures that's a better route than trying to do it through legal means. So, James, what did you think of Triple Frontier?
The premise was kind of okay. Thought the pacing was kind of off a little bit.
Agreed.
I thought the acting was pretty good, but it was also very predictable. It was just certain cues I saw that made me think, okay, this is what's going to happen. And of course, someone's going to probably die. But I will say this, that the person that did die, I did not expect that. That caught me off guard, but it's an okay movie. It reminded me of a game that we play. It was very reminiscent of that game. It actually made me want to play that game
again. That game is Ghost Recon Wildland.
Right. It was very reminiscent of that. It just seemed very cliched to me to a certain extent. I just kind of knew where it was going to go. Is it an okay movie? It's okay, but I would not give it a second watch.
Okay, Keith.
The pacing was a little jacked, but at the same time, what it did well, it did very well. Like that whole scene when they started actually planning it to the execution of the operation. I was at the edge of my seat when they actually started doing the execution, the maneuvering they were doing and everything. I thought the action was done very well. The minute it was over with, it kind of went off the rails. I saw what they were kind of trying to do. Former soldiers who were just kind of broken, and when they didn't have something bigger themselves, like the U.S. government or a flag on their shoulders, as they said, they kind of went off the rails a little bit. But once that op ended, once the action, the shooting stopped, it was kind of like, it's a big old lull. So the pacing was like all over the place. And I kind of wish they kept the tension going
right,
as well as they did. And during that whole thing, because what they were going through and just clearing rooms, like, oh, what's going to happen next? You figured anyone could catch it. Or how was this get fucked up? Because it had that same heist movie suspensefulness.
Right. Like, it was kind of like a roller coaster a little bit.
What's going to go wrong next? Stuff that went wrong was, well, damn, you should have prepped for that. They actually did some things that are the one thing I hate in movies, and that is the characters get tripped up by their own selves. By being
exactly.
Stupid. Like, just by exactly. Doing dumb stuff. It would have been perfectly fine. They would have got away flawlessly if they had followed the plan.
Exactly. But
they didn't, and it went to shit. And then at the end, the ending, of course, I thought was total bullshit. What the fuck was that all about?
Yeah.
I hate movies where it's like zero gain and I guess they were trying to like reclaim their honor or some shit. And just like, no, absolutely not, man. You got to live. If that was the case, anyone who serves in the United States military will be doing it for free. You're in it for the money. You're in it for something. There's something in it for you. You didn't just go through all that shit just to get nothing. The ending that I thought was going to happen, that probably would have made a better ending. Instead, they kind of went this honorable route.
All right. So as James mentioned, the pacing is really just uneven with this movie. So they spend time with an initial action scene, which is where Oscar Isaac is doing that drug bust. Maybe about 20, 30 minutes of recruiting his old buddies to them to buy into the idea about robbing the drug dealer. And then a couple minutes of planning, the whole action scene about them breaching into the house and then finding the money, tries to be Band of Brothers. That is all the camaraderie between all the characters. And, well, hey, this happened to you and you changed and all this other stuff. And then a little bit of action and then more of the Band of Brothers stuff. And then somewhat action scene at the end. And then as you keep, it kind of culminates in the big nothing. I feel bad doing this. So I'm going to give up everything to give it to the one person that died. And that person was not who I expected. I expected a lot more from this movie.
Same here.
Especially because it has the greatest actor of our generation, Oscar Isaac. The second greatest actor of our generation.
Ben Affleck.
No, not Ben Affleck. No, Charlie Hunnam.
Now, he did a good job. I mean, like I said, the acting was not...
No, the acting was good. The acting was fine. Yeah. Nothing wrong with
the story. The problem with this movie. The story is the big problem. So if you cut out 30 minutes of this movie, 30 minutes, because the movie's a little over 2 hours. So if you make this an hour and a half, hour 35, hour 40, eliminate that whole recruiting stuff. Everybody just kind of buys into it.
If you're going to show them actually accepting the offer, just show like, okay, well, you told me the story. So this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. All right, I'm in. Cut to the next person. I mean, they went through a whole different story for the characters. I guess they wanted you to be invested into the characters somewhat.
Yeah.
Right. So I didn't have a problem with the recruiting scenario.
I just thought it was too long, man.
I thought the ending was just like, I don't want to say poorly done, but what I'm saying is...
Well, I would say they went the sabotage route.
That was a more, I don't want to say realistic ending, but that was a more... organic. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't a Hollywood. This was a Hollywood ending, or this is an ending by someone who is Peter Berg style love of military.
Yeah.
He needed to show some human quality to that. Like,
so, like, Lone Survivor is a good example. Lone Survivor is a good example in comparison to this. I mean, even though it's not, hey, we're robbing drug dealers, the action aspect of it is where Triple Frontier needed to be.
They had just gone the straight action route and been done with it. I think they would have done a lot better if they just flipped up the ending. I had the whole thing, the whole camaraderie, brotherhood, break and shit, you know, because of the money. The heist itself netted them. There was a lot of temptation throughout the whole thing. They could have gone with that whole route.
They make a comment because Ben Affleck was like, well, hey, what do you mean, watch your backs? I was like, all right, well, maybe this might go into a different direction where...
See, I was thinking the same thing. I was saying, what you mean, watch your back? Because what, you going to take me for my money? Like, it became about the money. And that, to me, was a predictable part of this. Because they kept bringing it up when they were recruiting. Especially for Ben Affleck's character. They kept bringing up how he's in need of money, in need of money, in need of money. They kept bringing it up. So I thought, okay, so money's going to be the issue. And
the heist goes off fairly well. They had some hiccups and they maneuvered around them. The big thing that fucked everything up was when Ben Affleck, who made the plan, his character, deviates from the plan. He deviates from the plan because it is more money than they dreamed of.
So it becomes about greed. That's the part that blew me.
That's when I was getting pumped. I was like, oh my God. It was like they had so much money that it was by weight only. So that's all they could come up with. So they had to have a cargo helicopter haul all that money out of there. Upwards of $200 million split up between the five of them. 10% of that was being used to launder and everything. They still were walking away with more money than they would ever see in their lifetimes. More money than they would ever dream about. And Ben Affleck's character went off the fucking rails at that point. And then the fact that nobody else did, it started getting real, like, odd, like how they didn't just go the route. They kind of reeled it back in and tried to play it safe, kind of thinking that maybe, like, Affleck had some control of his character because his character is the only one that acted realistic. I don't understand why everyone else was kind of like, we must abide by our codes of honor. And, you know, and Oscar Isaac's character is like, she's a good person. Maybe I'll marry her and love her one day. And like, what the hell is going on? And Garrett Hudlin's character, you know, he's supposed to be the wild card in the whole group. He turns out to be the only stabling influence.
Yeah, and then like Charlie Hunnam
was more stable.
Well, Charlie Hunnam's bleeding out for almost 2/3 of the movie.
Yeah. Climbs up and down a damn mountain and shit. I'm like, that is too much damn money. We're not going to leave $200 million on the tarmac. I'm like, yeah, I could take $10 million and be happy. How about you? If it was us and we had $1 billion sitting in front of us and a goddamn hatchback to haul it away with, the thought may cross all of our minds at some point, well, if we cut this loose, then maybe we can have more money for the money. But in the end, you're going to be like, no, man, how are you going to enjoy this money without your boys besides? No, grab the money, stick to the plan, get out and get out safe. If they were going to go the route where the money was just more for them than anything else, then whoever wrote this should focus on that part. Oscar Isaac's character, because he works for the CIA or DEA or whatever, they don't trust him because they don't know where he got the plan from. I mean, there were so many routes that they could have gone with this. Is he working with his girlfriend to try to cut in with something else? I mean, They could have had Oscar Isaac's character work for the cartels. Like, it could have gone so many ways that would have made this a lot better film. Instead, you got Band of Brothers Light. Didn't quite work out.
Band of Brothers Light. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Once it became about greed, and it was kind of just set up for that. Like I said, they kept mentioning money, especially with Ben Affleck's character. Like, right. They kept mentioning it over and over again. I said, okay, it's going to become about greed sooner or later. And I didn't understand it. It was just, to me, I was just like, come on, man. All right. Y'all got all this money. Y'all got like a whole truck full of shit. Why are you trying to get more? Stop. Just get it and go. It's not you being taxed on it.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I'm
saying? That's 10 million or how many million that you're getting that's yours. Chill. Relax. Just get the money and dip. And then, like you said, when Ben Affleck started to change his own plan, and he got called out by Garrett Hudlin's character.
Yeah. He was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, yeah, there you go.
But no one followed through with that shit, though. No one said, man, fuck you. We're dipping. And also, he was so resistant to burn the house down that he wanted to get a little bit more money. And if it wasn't for that, they would have probably got away scot-free. If they would have had got that a stable amount of money, they would have got on the helicopter. They wouldn't have had any issues with the weight restriction.
Nope.
You know, and they wouldn't have had to do all that. They would have been good. They would have been home chilling. But greed is what killed them, killed the whole plan. And then another thing. So they dumped the money to take Ben Affleck's body because, he's dead now.
They dumped all of it, right?
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you guys. I'm keeping it real. One of y'all die. If we did a heist like this and one of y'all die, I'm taking that fucking money still. And I'm taking your body too.
You're damn right. You know, if it was me who died, I wouldn't want you to carry my damn corpse back with you. I mean, what the fuck? Like, you know, all that's going to do is just sour my memory amongst everybody. Yo, we carried that stinking ass bastard like all the way up and down the hill. That damn it, Keith. Why didn't he lose all that weight? Like, I had, no, man. It'd be like, take my share.
Split it myself. No. See,
I just want a life-size poster of myself on your walls. Like, you know, do that. I mean.
Okay, you going right field with the shit. No. I'm just saying. It's like, if I died, I would want y'all to finish the goddamn mission. We were already there. Why are we not going to just finish this shit, you know? But to me, that was just like, oh, come on, man. And then they decided to dump the money into a ravine, and the snow's going to cover it. No one thought. All these military-trained motherfuckers at that point in time, they've never talked about the end. At that point in time, I thought, okay, well, we're here. Longitude, latitude, bitch. Let's just go and get our shit. Come back. Nobody thought about that right then and there. And they say that for the end. And that's why the end to me was just like, ugh. One, it was very unrealistic.
The action scenes were good. I liked it.
It didn't need more of that.
It just needed that. Again, Lone Survivor has the proper pacing for that type of movie. That they get all the simple stuff out of the way. Like, hey, why are we here? Why are we doing this mission? And then mission goes bad. And Lone Survivor is based off of a true story, so it's a little different, but they fight their way out. And people go down in that fight. The way that the movie ends is like, all right, well, that makes sense. The pacing for that movie is just nothing but a large chunk of action. What you want to see. Like, I expected to do the heist, then repercussions happen. Just needed a lot more action. The story is the letdown of this movie. It's a big letdown. All right, so let's get the scores. So, James, what score would you give Triple Frontier?
I would give it a 5. Matter of fact, you know what?
Based off your appreciation for Ghost Recon Wildlands.
It needed more action. And it needed definitely more action. And storytelling wasn't that great. Like I said, it was very, very 30 minutes out of it.
That pacing problem goes away.
Right, exactly. And the goal of this is to get to know the characters, get to know the story, get to know their relationship, you know, just build the characters up. I get it. I understand. But at the same time, don't spend damn near 40 minutes before something happens. Then when it happens, it's quick. The action maybe lasted, what, 5 minutes?
10, 50 minutes.
Well, the house heist didn't last very long.
That's what I'm talking about, the house heist. It took 40 minutes just to get to the house heist.
Yeah, I mean, the house heist was just pretty quick.
Like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes of action. Like,
hey, we're going to clear the room. All right, but Keith, what score would you give?
I will probably not watch this movie again. So that is about 6. Acting was decent, and it loses 1.5 for people doing stupid things to progress the plot. So I give it a 5.5.
All right. So I'm going to come close. I'm going to give this a 4.5. So this movie had a lot of good names behind it. Oscar Isaac, Ben Affleck, Charlie Hunnam. Those are leading characters in other movies. And the story does not allow for this movie to succeed. And on top of that, it seems like Netflix movies just have a tendency to underperform. All right. So you want content or do you want quality content? And Netflix seems to not deliver in the quality content unless it's a TV show. And very rarely is it a movie. So like stuff like Roma or Beast of No Nation. Yeah, those are the things that Netflix should have. But everything else is just these direct-to-DVD, direct-to-home-video style movies, and which is what this is. The only thing they didn't have was like Bruce Willis or Jean-Claude Van Damme in it. Oh, shit. I mean, basically, or Wesley Snipes. I mean, Wesley Snipes has a lot of direct-to-home-video movies.
Oh, man, God.
I was really hoping for this movie to turn out well. I mean, Ghost Recon Wildlands, everybody. No, it wasn't that.
And it had that vibe, because in the beginning, I was like, okay, I was into it. I was like, okay, all right, Nomad, all right, I'm gonna see what's going on. And then I was like, okay, all right, damn.
And I mean, big lull.
This has so much potential.
Big lull. Big lull in between action scenes and the next action scene. All right, so that's enough about Triple Frontier, Beast Game Podcast. So sad. Oscar Isaac, greatest actor of our generation.
Actually, he's not.
Charlie Hunnam.
Then
but the acting was good. The acting was very good. That's one thing I could say. That is one reason why I gave it a 5. The acting was bad. It got probably a 3.
Charlie Hunnam just always does the Jax voice. So
everybody was good. I had no complaints.